This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A record number of Coloradans are now in the hospital with flu. That number is nearly 800, and it's been shooting up in recent weeks, mirroring national trends. The number of positive tests at clinics and hospitals is also extremely high at nearly 34%. About a quarter of Coloradans have received a flu shot this season, less than the number at the same time last year. Doctors say the vaccine provides the best protection. As people prepare to ring in the new year, officials in several counties have banned fireworks due to fire danger. Dustin Blair, a fire manager officer with Boulder County, says most of the county is under a Stage 1 fire ban. This includes a strict restriction on fireworks, including a ban on sparklers and smoke bombs.
Just because it doesn't start a fire that catches news attention or throw out a lot of smoke, it commits a lot of resources to going around and trying to find these firework starts.
Officials say with conditions this dry, even small sparks can stretch fire crews thin. Colorado politicians across the political spectrum are remembering the late Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Former Republican Congressman Scott McInnes served with Nighthorse Campbell in the state legislature and then in Congress, cementing a decades-long friendship. McInnes says Nighthorse Campbell loved rural Colorado.
He cared about the countryside. He cared about the environment. He cared about the farmers, the ranchers, the people out here.
McInnes says that rural focus was part of the reason Nighthorse Campbell switched parties, and it showed up in the late senator's push for a reservoir near Durango, which was named for him. The senator was 92. This is CPR News in KRCC.